ジャパニーズポット101よ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 12, Nihongo Dojo. Are the pangs of hunger the only pains you need to worry about in Japan?
Naomi です。
Rebecca here.
Rebecca さん、今日はお元気ですか？
はい、元気です。Naomi 先生は？
私はちょっとお腹が痛いです。
お腹が痛いですか？
はい。
You have a sore stomach?
はい。
Oh, that's no good.
そうですね。
But it's very convenient because...That's what we're going to be talking about in today's lesson.
はい、そうです。
We're going to look at how to describe if parts of your body are sore or not. So, you know, if you need to go to the doctor or something like that.
はい。
This is a useful phrase. And we're still with Fabrizio and Fuyuka. They've arrived at the onsen, is that right?
そうですね。Famous onsen called 道後温泉。
And we'll be listening to them speak polite Japanese here.
はい。
As we have been in the past. Okay, so let's listen to Fuyuka and Fabrizio at 道後温泉。
道後温泉到着。
いたたたたたた。首が痛いです。頭も痛いです。
私は目が痛いです。疲れましたね。さあ、温泉に行きましょう。
お腹が痛いです。
え、お腹が痛い？大丈夫？
お腹ペコペコです。
じゃあ、ランチを食べましょう。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
道後温泉到着。
いたたた。首が痛いです。頭も痛いです。
私は目が痛いです。疲れましたね。さあ、温泉に行きましょう。
お腹が痛いです。
え？お腹が痛い？大丈夫？
お腹ペコペコです。
ははは。じゃあ、ランチを食べましょう。
今度は英語が入ります。
道後温泉到着。
道後 Hot Springs, here we are.
いたたたたたた。首が痛いです。頭も痛いです。
Ouch! My neck hurts. My head hurts too.
私は目が痛いです。疲れましたね。さあ、温泉に行きましょう。
My eyes are sore. I'm tired too, aren't you? Ah, let's go to the hot spring.
お腹が痛いです。
Oh, my stomach hurts.
え？お腹が痛い？大丈夫？
Your stomach hurts. Are you okay?
お腹ペコペコです。
I'm hungry.
じゃあ、ランチを食べましょう。
ははは。All right, let's eat lunch.
So, where is 道後温泉 located?
It's in Ehime Prefecture. It's a famous sightseeing site. とても古い温泉です。
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, onsen is a hot spring. It's one of the best things about living in Japan, all the lovely hot springs.
You've recently been to hot spring, right?
Yeah, actually, I went all the way down to Tottori, to a hot spring in Kurayoshi.
Ooh, 遠いですね。
Yeah, it took 7 hours on the train. But it's nice. Yeah, I love onsen. Onsen ga daisuki desu.
私も温泉が大好きです。
It takes a little while to get used to being butt naked, but Once you do, it's great fun. Anyway, 道後温泉 is really famous, isn't it?
そうですね。道後温泉 appears in the novel 坊ちゃん, which was written by 夏目漱石。
Mm, that's right. Natsume Soseki is one of the greatest novelists of the Meiji era. His most famous novels are Kokoro, Bocchan, and I Am a Cat.
Wagahai wa neko de aru.
Yes. You can see his portrait on the 1,000 yen note.
Ah, そうですね。
And he used to teach at Matsuyama High School in Shikoku.
そうですね。Matsuyama 中学の先生でした。
And Dogo Onsen is in Matsuyama.
Mm.
So he made Matsuyama...the site of his novel, Bocchan.
はい。
And in the novel, you can see him going to 道後温泉.
Have you read the book?
I have, yes.
Mm. Mm. え、日本語で読みましたか? Did you read it in Japanese?
Yes, I read it in Japanese.
Ah. Mm.
It's fun. Yeah, mm. I really liked it. The narrator is, he's a really interesting person, really lovely.
Mm.
正直な人?
Mm. 正直な人, honest person.
Yeah, yeah, and that really comes through.
Ah, so desu ka. Other characters are also unique too, right?
Yeah, although I didn't really like, I mean, I especially don't like the people in Matsuyama. They're so unkind to Bocchan.
Ah, honto?
Mm.
Of course, in a novel, right?
Yeah, yeah, in the novel. No offense to all the lovely Matsuyama people out there. No, in the novel, some of his students are not very nice.
なるほどね。Mm.
But I really like his nurse. Is that what you'd call her in English? His maid? The family maid.The lady who looks after him, gives him sweets when he's little, and I don't remember her name, but she's really lovely and so kind to Bocchan. Naomi sensei, 読んだことありますか? Have you read Bocchan?
あのね、summary は読んだことあります。
You read a summary of it. Okay.
でも、多分 summary だけですね。I read Kokoro.
Oh, wow.
And I am a cat.
Mm-hmm.
でも、ちょっと古いですよね。
Yeah, the Japanese is, old-fashioned, so some of the words are a bit difficult, and the kanji too. They haven't been simplified.
ちょっと難しい本です。Mm.
Did you enjoy them?
Yeah. it was long time ago. I think I read it when I was in high school, so I don't remember. I thought it was very difficult.
So, let's have a look at vocabulary and phrases from today's lesson. What's the first item?
首
Neck.
くび、くび。
Next.
痛い。
Sore, painful.
痛い、痛い。
Next item.
頭、
head.
頭、頭。
Next.
目。
Eye, or eyes.
目。
Next item.
疲れます。
To get tired.Must form.
つかれます。つかれます。
Next.
温泉。
Spa, hot spring.
お、ん、せ、ん。温泉。
Next item.
おなか。
Stomach, belly.
お、な、か、おなか。
Next.
ランチ。
Lunch.
ラ、ん、チ、ランチ。今日の面白いフレーズは、さあ、温泉に行きましょう。
The phrase we'll be concentrating on today is, shall we go to the hot spring?
さあ。
This means, come on, and it's used to invite someone to do something. It's different to the さあ we did last week, isn't it?
Right, そうですね。さあ。
Which means, I wonder, let me think.
さあ
That's さあ which means, okay, let's be off. Kind of,
it's
a bit more energetic, isn't it?
はい、そうです。
Right, and the next item in this sentence is
温泉
which means hot spring, and then
に
which is a direction particle.
行きましょう
This is the polite volitional form of 行きます。We're going to look some more at this 行きましょう the ましょう form.When you want to make a verb into a let's do something. If you want to say let's go, instead of 行きます, you make it 行きましょう.
はい。
Okay, so let's practice some ましょう vocab.
We put ましょう instead of ます. For example, 帰ります becomes 帰りましょう.
So, 帰ります means to return, and 帰りましょう means let's go home.
はい。
Can you give us another example?
はい。To eat is 食べます。食べましょう。
Let's eat.
To see is 見ます。見ましょう。
Let's watch in this case.
はい。
So, let's look at some of these in a sentence.
さあ、ランチを食べましょう。
Well, let's eat lunch.
そうですね。Instead of lunch, you can say 昼ご飯。But in our casual situation, we use lunch instead of 昼ご飯。
It's easier to remember actually, because it's, well, for English speakers.
Ah, そうですね。
Lunch and lunch comes from the English word. Another example sentence would be
さあ、うちへ帰りましょう。
Well, shall we go home? And the next vocab item we're going to be focusing on is
お腹ペコペコです。
I'm starving.
I think it's quite funny expression.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Is that where ペコちゃんポコちゃん comes from, or is that absolutely nothing to do with it?
わかんない。ペコちゃんポコちゃんってなんだっけ？
あの、富士屋。There's a sweet store in Japan, not just Tokyo, I think, and the little mascots are these, a little boy and a little girl, and one's called Peko-chan, Poko-chan, the boy is Poko-chan.
Ah, so da.
I don't know if it's any.
I don't know. Yeah, we should Wikipedia, ne?
Yeah, okay, well, maybe another time. Anyway, onaka peko-peko desu, which means I'm starving. If we break this down into its elements, we have
onaka,
which means stomach.
ペコペコ.
This is onomatopoeia in Japanese. That's called gitaigo, and it means very hungry.
And this,
I am starving.
The correct phrase would be onaka ga peko peko desu, or watashi wa onaka ga peko peko desu.
But if you're talking casually, you can drop the ga and just like in this sentence, onaka peko peko desu.
はい. Hara is the casual word or masculine word for onaka.So,
Harapeko.
Speaking of Harapeko, can you guess the Japanese title of the famous children's book, Very Hungry Caterpillar?
What is caterpillar?
Aomushi.
Aomushi.
Ao is blue or green, and mushi is insect.
Pekopeko Aomushi?
Ah, すごい。Harapeko Aomushi.
Harapeko Aomushi. Ah, kawaii. That's so cute.
ね、かわいいですよね。
Oh, it's a cute book. What was it again? ハラペコペコアオムシ?
違う。 Just one ペコ。
ハラペコアオムシ。
But I think your ハラペコペコアオムシ sounds cuter.
Thank you. So there you go. Don't say we don't teach you anything useful on Japanese pod. Now you can talk to people about the very hungry caterpillar. Right. So today's grammar point is, well, we're going to be talking about how to say something rather is sore. Some body part is sore.
そうですね。痛い。
So what's today's sentence?
私は目が痛いです。
My eyes are sore. This is from the conversation, and Fuyuka's eyes are sore from driving, aren't they?
そうですね。
So 痛い is an I adjective, meaning painful. And the thing which is painful, or in pain, is marked by the subject marking particle が. So if we look at some example sentences, we have
私は頭が痛いです。
My head hurts, or I have a headache.
そうですね。私はお腹が痛いです。
My stomach hurts.
私は首が痛いです。
My neck hurts.
そうですね。Body part の単語が PDF にあります。
If you'd like to go over the vocab for all the different body parts, that's in the PDF, so check that out. There's also some more example sentences for 痛い, so you can practice them as well.
In today's dialogue, Fabrizio はお腹ペコペコです。So, Fabrizio はお腹が痛いです。
Ah, so in today's dialogue, Fabrizio was very hungry, お腹がペコペコ. So he had a stomach ache.
From his hunger.
From his hunger. Actually, at the start of the lesson, Naomi Sensei said she had a sore stomach.
はい。
Is that because you're hungry?
そうです。お腹ペコペコです。As usual.
We're off to have some lunch.
そうですね。
We'll see you next week.
じゃあ、また。
道後温泉到着。
いたたたたたた。首が痛いです。頭も痛いです。
私は目が痛いです。疲れましたね。さあ、温泉に行きましょう。
お腹が痛いです。
え？ お腹が痛い？大丈夫？
お腹ペコペコです。
じゃあランチを食べましょう。